And welcome back to Midday. I'm Tom Hall. The actor Michael K. Williams passed away 2 weeks ago of an apparent drug overdose. Williams starred in Boardwalk Empire and Lovecraft Country, but he came to fame as Omar in The Wire, the award-winning series produced by David Simon. In this scene from that series, Omar reacts after gang members shot at him as he walked his grandmother to the car on their way to church.
You saved her ass, huh?
I damn near got that woman killed, yo. Y'all should have seen me inside that hospital while they stitching her up, lying about why somebody won't shoot me down the street. That woman think I work in the cafeteria.
Cafeteria?
At the airport, yeah.
The airport? Why the airport?
Because I know she ain't gonna never go down there to go dine, and that's why. Hey, yo, Kimmy, this ain't funny, yo. That woman raised me. And for as long as I've been grown, once a month, I've been with her on a church Sunday, telling myself ain't no need to worry because ain't nobody in this city that low down to disrespect a Sunday morning. I swear to God, Joe, on a Sunday morning, they near shot her best crown off, yo. I mean, no shame, yo, feel me?
When Michael K. Williams' death was announced on September 6th, tributes poured in. On Sunday night, the Baltimore Ravens honored him at their game against the Kansas City Chiefs, and that same night, the actress Kerry Washington paid tribute to his gifts at the Emmy Awards ceremony.
Michael was a brilliantly talented actor and a generous human being who has left us far too soon. Michael, I know you're here because you wouldn't miss this. Your excellence, your artistry will endure. We love you.
My next guest is Dominic DuPont, a nephew of Michael K. Williams. He's the program director of Making Kids Win, the foundation that the actor set up to reduce gun violence and encourage kids in the arts. He joins us on Zoom from New York. Dominic, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So let me ask you to reflect on your uncle. What do you remember about him, what can you tell us about him?
Yeah, you know, a better question is what I don't remember about Michael. Michael was an amazing human being. He was the best uncle that a person could ever have, and he was extremely supportive and helpful with my transition from prison into the community, and helped me channel some of my trauma in the community as we worked in underserved communities to help kids who face a lot of the same challenges that we faced when we were coming up.
Tell us about that transition from when you were incarcerated and how you connected with him, how he helped you with that. You were a fairly young guy when that happened. You were sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for involvement in a murder. How did Michael get involved, and what role did he play at that point?
Yeah, what's interesting about that is Michael is one of the first people who had found out about my instant offense and rushed over to my house to try to, you know, make sure that I was okay. You know, there was a fight that led up to my instant offense. I brought a firearm to an already lit situation and unfortunately was involved in an incident where someone lost their life. But after that, Michael knew that I was going to need support and I was going to need to as much help as I could to try to weave through some of the huge challenges that young people face as they're going through the prison system. And Michael did that for a lot of years. I served 20 years, 7 months, and 18 days of a life sentence in prison before receiving a commutation. And interestingly enough, Michael was working, shooting the first season of Black Market, and connected with some really amazing producers at Vice and HBO, and they helped develop a documentary that Michael produced called Raised in the System. And they came in, interviewed me in prison, and we didn't know that I would my sentence would be reduced and that I would actually be able to be part of the editing process and the premiere of the screening of Raised in the System. But yeah, Michael was amazing. Always supported me through visits, and he really wanted to use his platform to as a catalyst to create a conversation about the trauma that young people face in our communities.
Dominic DuPont is my guest. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Dominic is the actor Michael K. Williams' nephew. If you'd like to share your recollections, your memories, your reflections on the life and legacy of Michael K. Williams, the terrifically talented actor who passed away a couple of weeks ago, our number here at Midday is 410-662-8780. Our email is midday@wypr.org, and our Twitter handle is @MiddayWYPR. And so, Dominic, you're involved in the foundation that Michael K. Williams started. What is your role in the foundation, and what's the mission of this charitable organization that that Michael developed?
Yeah, so I'm the director of Making Kids Win, and our mission is to partner with grassroots organizations who are already on the ground doing the work to help young people channel their trauma through the arts. And we do that by partnering with amazing groups that I'd like to highlight during this conversation for NYC Together. Michael also co-founded a group called Crew Count with an amazing partner of ours. Her name is Dana Racklin. And we were just committed to helping young people. And Michael always said that the cure to the world's problems, the medicine for the world's problems was love. And that's what Michael was about, loving up on young people through the work that we did and through the groups, grassroots groups that we partnered with to help elevate the conversation and just change the way that things were happening in the world, particularly amongst our young people.
And Dominic, you're in New York. We're here in Baltimore, and both of our cities and many other cities across the country are experiencing an uptick in violence. More people are turning to guns and to violence. We hear a lot of these murders that we're experiencing here in our city have to do with retribution and people feeling dissed and disrespected by various folks. What is your take on why there's more, there appears to be much more violence now in so many of our urban areas than there was, you know, a few years ago? I mean, New York City in particular was, you know, touted as, you know, one of the safest big cities in America. And they're no longer saying that. What's your gut feeling as to why that's happening?
Yeah. You know, my take is, you know, that there's a lack of resources. I mean, the way that, you know, we have a lot of things that we can look at, but, you know, the way that communities are policed in Staten Island are different from the way that communities are policed in East New York and Brownsville. And when we talk about, you know, holding people accountable, I think we have to look at the same systems that are charged with the responsibility to protect us and help unify communities, that the same money, the same resources are funneled into those same communities. And I'm here to tell you that that's definitely not happening. You know, it's probably not happening in certain communities in Baltimore as it may be happening in other affluent communities. And it's the same problem nationwide. And what I would, you know, tend to present or offer as a suggestion, and one of the things I've often thought about is, why is poverty not a crime? Like, if we could address some of those things, if we can spend billions and billions of dollars in wars and resources, then why can't we have some of those resources and have some of those finances funneled into some of these tough communities? So for me, the problem is more about, you know, a lack of education, a lack of employment, and a lack of, you know, an unwillingness from some of these same systems of oppression that we look at to help us to get through these crises, just channeling money in other areas. So that's what I think is really going on.
Dominic DuPont, he's the actor Michael K. Williams' nephew and the program director of Making Kids Win, the foundation started by the late actor. Dominic, we are so sorry for your loss, for you and your family and all of the people that appreciated your uncle's great artistic talent and appreciate his willingness and generosity to help his community as well. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this edition of Midday. Coming up tomorrow, my guest will be Clint Smith. He's a staff writer at The Atlantic, a poet, and the author of How the Word is Passed, A Reckoning with the History of Slavery Across America. Clint Smith joins me tomorrow. We'd like you to join us now as a member of WYPR. It's the third day of our fall membership campaign, and we'd be delighted for you to join the folks whose financial support makes Midday and all the shows that you enjoy on WYPR possible. Here's Andy Bienstock with the details of how to make that happen.
Yeah, we're halfway through the drive now, halfway through our fall membership campaign. We're hoping you will join us this afternoon. Help us bring you the conversations you hear every day on Midday. We couldn't do it without your help. Listener support, it's the backbone of our business model. Today is the halfway point of the drive. It goes by so quickly. Come to WYPR.org, click the donate link, make your pledge, then sit back, relax for the next couple of days, knowing you've done your part to make great radio possible.